It was a daring raid, even by Israeli standards. The commandos flew to their target, Entebbe Airport in Uganda, 2,300 miles away from home base. They freed over 100 hostages, killed their Palestinian or pro-Palestinian hijackers, and returned to Israel, which then claimed full official responsibility for the operation. The raid was not, as Ugandan President Idi Amin put it, Zionist aggression against a free African state. It was not, as the Soviet news agency TASS put it, the latest act of piracy by the Israeli military. It was not, as the Somali ambassador to Uganda put it, collusion between Israel and the United States, an invasion of an independent African country. Whatever other descriptions may yet be attached to this dramatic and successful mission, it really had a single overriding purpose, and that was obviously the rescue of more than 100 innocent people kidnapped by pro-Palestinian terrorists who wanted to exchange them for other terrorists held in the prisons of five different countries: Israel, West Germany, France, Kenya, and Switzerland. The Israelis broke with their own policy last week and agreed to bargain with the terrorists. But according to Israeli sources here, when it became clear that the terrorists would not bargain, but would continue to insist on their original ultimatum, the Israelis switched tactics. They alerted a special commando force to come up with military options for freeing the hostages. And they put one of those options into effect: a surprising post-midnight raid into the heart of Africa. It took 36 minutes from touchdown in Entebbe to take off, and it will be admired or resented, discussed at any rate, for a long time to come. The consequences are obvious. For Israel, it served as a tonic, a unifying force reminiscent of the 67 war. For the Palestinian members of a rejectionist Arab front, refusing all dealings with Israel, it was a major setback, an acute embarrassment. For the countries of East Africa, it was a trauma that affects relations among Kenya, Uganda, and Somalia. For Idi Amin, it was a stinging personal defeat, which may end up shortening his own tenure in power.